This is KLW in San Francisco. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with some regional news. First, the latest numbers of COVID-19 cases in California and the Bay Area. As of early this morning, California has 7,414 confirmed cases of coronavirus. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle's coronavirus tracking tool. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, there are 2,230 confirmed cases and 55 deaths. And just as a reminder, these numbers are changing constantly. I have a couple of stories about local governments helping the houseless. Homeless residents in Santa Clara County will soon have at least some temporary shelter at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds as the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis unfolds further. The fairgrounds will have 15 trailers provided by the state to isolate homeless residents infected with the disease, and there will also be 60 to 80 cots provided by the county for homeless residents to sleep on. Santa Clara County officials yesterday confirmed at least one homeless resident died of COVID-19. Verily, a private commercial lab organization run by Alphabet, is also on site conducting pilot testing for the virus. Marin County supervisors will consider today giving contracts totaling $650,000 to homeless rental assistance providers. Each of the five community-based partners that the county has worked with for safety net services will receive $75,000. The list includes Ritter Center, Adopt a Family of Marin, Community Action of Marin, St. Vincent de Paul Society of Marin, and North Marin Community Services. The remaining $750,000 will augment rental assistance contracts as needed based on the actual use of services. The county's support services are meant to provide emergency relief until state and federal emergency support becomes available. That $650,000 comes from a $1 million grant called the Safety Net COVID-19 Response Fund that the county and the Marin County Community Foundation created last week.